Well, this week we'll take a look at three events on which betting is taking place. We'll take a look at the Women's Australian Open at the Grange Golf Club in Adelaide. We'll also take into account the Super Sixes, the Perth Super Sixes, an innovative format. It's been now in place for two or three years, but certainly it's an interesting format. This event being played at the Lake Karrinyup Golf Club in Perth. And we'll take a look also at the Genesis Open on the PGA Tour at the famed Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. So why don't we start with the Women's Australian Open, a field considerably stronger than last week's Victorian Open, bolstered initially by the likes of the world number one, Arya Jitanyagan, the defending champion, Jingyang Ko is in the field, Lydia Ko is in the field, Nelly Korda, Amy Yang. A lot more strength from the LPGA Tour after the disappointment of the support of the event at the Vic Open last week. But Arya Jitanyagan is at $6. And I suppose given the fact that she's the world number one, she's played this event well in the past, seventh last year and third in her previous two outing at the Women's Australian Open. She deserves to be the favourite. $6 is always very short. When you're trying to find a bit of value about a player, she's going to be a tough nut to crack. There's no doubt about that, but I don't know whether $6 represents good value. Aminji Lee's at $10. She did battle just about every week with Arya Jitanyagan last year on the LPGA Tour. She was perhaps a bit disappointing at the Vic Open, and in her most recent starts on the LPGA Tour, she had a stunning year last year. Of course, she finished runner-up behind Jitanyagan on the money list on the LPGA Tour. But in her last few starts, it hasn't been quite so good for Minji Lee. Maybe she can use this to find a way back to form for the West Australian. Jingyang Ko was so impressive when she won here last year, winning her first event on the LPGA Tour. So she is the defending champion. And she followed up with a very good year in 2018 and I believe has a very good chance to defend. She's at $13. Lydia Ko, overall year in 2018, was a little bit below her best. But she started this year reasonably well with a fifth-place finish in the Bahamas. She didn't play the Vic Open last week. She is a previous winner of this event and has generally played this event quite well, although not so good in recent years, interestingly enough. But she's at $9. Nelly Korda, the American, is at $15, a much-improved player, a winner on the LPGA Tour last season. And it's got a pretty ordinary record in this event, I think around about 40th in each of her two starts. But she's a much improved player now, is Nelly Korda, and she'll be looking to complete a remarkable double, really, because it was her sister Jessica Korda that won this event back in 2012 at Royal Melbourne. A couple for slightly longer odds, I think. Carlota Segunda, the Spanish player, she had a very good finish to 2018, a lot of very high finishes and events. She's not a regular here. She was sixth in 2013. But apart from that, there hasn't been many appearances at the Australian Open. But she is a very improved player, and I give her some sort of a chance at $17. And the other one that I think represents a bit of value is Amy Yang. Great record on tough golf courses and in the big events. She was second in this event in 2015, but she hasn't been back since, interestingly enough. So it's very nice to see her. And she, as I mentioned, she plays the big events well, the majors well, the tough golf courses well. And if it gets tough here this week at the Grange Golf Club, then I think she has some sort of a chance. So that's the Women's Australian Open. Arya Jitanyagan at $6. Minji Lee at $10. Jingyang Ko at $13. Lydia Ko at $9. Nelly Korda at $15. Carlota Segunda at $17. And Amy Yang at $21. Are those players that I think probably are worth keeping an eye on this week. The Super Sixes is the PGA Tour of Australasia, the European Tour, and the Asian Tour event being played at Lake Karrinyup in Perth. It's an unusual format, 54 holes before they move into a match play phase on the final day over six holes, a series of matches over six holes until they decide a winner later in the day on Sunday. So there are two events to bet on. There's a 54-hole stroke play event and the match play event as well, the overall title as well. But we'll just try and keep it to those players we think have got the best chance of doing well overall. Jason Scrivener has been fourth, third and 26th in his last three starts in this event. He's developing into a very good player. He did so well at the Vic Open for so long last week and a local, and obviously likes the golf course given the form that he's had in the tournament. Lucas Herbert, one of the rising stars of Australian golf, such a brilliant year on the European Tour last year, managed to play his way to European Tour status via invite. He's at $15. Jason Scriven, excuse me, by the way, is at $13. The New Zealander Ryan Fox has not played great here in the past, but not, I guess not badly either. He was okay last week, but certainly played pretty well in the Middle East prior to last week. So Ryan Fox at $17 must be some sort of a consideration. Justin Harding, the South African player, who plays mainly on the Asian Tour but now has European Tour status, he's at $21, becoming a very good player and one of the higher-ranked players in the field. He was fourth last week at the Vic Open, a multiple winner in Africa and Asia. It's his first time here in this event, which is interesting, but given his rapid rise in the world of golf over the last 12 months, then Justin Harding, who had a very good tournament last week at the Vic Open, is probably worth considering. Brad Kennedy was second last week, of course, at the Vic Open. He was in the lead at various stages throughout the last round. He was fifth last year in this event, which suggests that he doesn't mind the format and doesn't mind the golf course. He's at $34 as Brad Kennedy, the Queenslander. And the other one at $30, I think, might be worth a bit of a look at, is Dimi Papadatos, who was second at the Australian Open a couple of months ago. And he did quite well in this event last year, Dimi Papadatos. So those are the players at the Super Sixes, Perth, Jason Scrivener, Lucas Herbert, Ryan Fox, Justin Harding, Brad Kennedy, and Dimi Papadatos. The PGA Tour heads to the famed Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles this week, and not a bad field either. Dustin Johnson has a very good record in this event. He's had a win and three top tens in his last four starts here. He was 45th at Pebble Beach last week, but that might have been some sort of a reaction to the win in Saudi Arabia a week earlier. And he brings a great deal of form to this golf course, a great deal of success on the golf course. So at $9, he is the favourite and probably deserves to be. Xander Schauffele was ninth at his only start in this event last year. He was 10th in Phoenix and, of course, won the Tournament of Champions at the start of this year. He's at $21 and with a reasonably good finish last year and in the form that he's in at the moment, Schauffele at $21 probably is worth an investment. Adam Scott's at $26, a previous winner and a runner-up at this particular event. He was second at Torrey Pines recently, which was a significant return to form for him. Well back at Pebble Beach, he made the cut, but he didn't make Sunday because of the restricted field that was able to get onto the golf course on Sunday. So he's at $26, but that second place at Torrey Pines was very encouraging. And on a golf course where he's had success previously, I think perhaps worthy of an investment. Phil Mickelson's at $21, always difficult to follow up the sort of win that he had at Pebble Beach last week with yet another, but he's has a great record in this event. He's been a two-time winner, plenty of high placings as well, and he brings no doubt a great deal of confidence after his win last week, and it is, after all, only just down the road from Pebble Beach here in Los Angeles. So Phil Mickelson at $21. Bubba Watson was fourth in Phoenix. He's at $21. Three wins in his last five starts here. He is the player that has had the most success here in recent times, Bubba Watson. And given the fact that he's, as I said, he finished fourth in Phoenix just a couple of weeks ago and has had three wins in his last five starts around Riviera Country Club, there's a lot to like about his chances. And of course, we can't ignore the chances of Tiger Woods. He hasn't played in many years until he missed the cut last year in this event, but there'd been quite a gap between then and his previous appearances at the Riviera Country Club. But he did do pretty well earlier in his career, did Tiger Woods around here. So I'll be looking forward to quite an improvement for him. He finished 20th at Torrey Pines, which wasn't a bad start to the year for him. And whilst he might not be at the peak yet of his form, he is Tiger Woods after all. And as a result, probably has to be considered one of the chances. So those are the players. Dustin Johnson at $9. Xander Schauffele at $21. Adam Scott at $26. Phil Mickelson at $21. Bubba Watson at $21. And Tiger Woods also around that mark. And so those events getting underway on Thursday in both Perth and Adelaide. And, of course, Thursday evening, our time, Australian time, as far as the PGA Tour event is concerned. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.